This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. More than half of young Coloradans surveyed say they have access to handguns in their own home. That's according to research from the Injury and Violence Prevention Center at the Colorado School of Public Health. Nearly a quarter of respondents say they could get a gun through a family member. Around 1 in 10 says they could steal, buy, or trade for one. More than 60,000 middle and high school students participated in the statewide survey. In Colorado Springs, an aerospace and cybersecurity company has announced a massive expansion. CPR's Dan Boyce reports the veteran-owned company is adding 500 local jobs.
Infinity Technology Services, or ITS, started in Colorado Springs in 2017. The company is primarily a defense contractor and currently has 168 employees, so 500 more is a big leap. A press release says the expansion comes along with $7 million in local investment. More than $5 million in tax incentives were offered by the state and city to support the company's growth. ITS is on a growing list of tech companies choosing Colorado Springs for expansion, and the state says the number of aerospace companies in the state has grown 26% in 5 years. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Three fires are burning in Rio Blanco County, and fire conditions are expected to worsen across the western slope. Over the weekend, lightning sparked the fires, which are now burning nearly 9,000 acres. Officials have ordered evacuations for surrounding areas. Tomorrow, more strong winds, low humidity, and high temperatures will pose more danger. You are listening to CPR News.